Allah, heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. As always, mashallah, we have Haji Tasawwur in the studio as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you? Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Nice to see you. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll try to give you a wazifa or even do the istikhara for you or for anyone else, inshallah. Just before we begin the program, I had a few messages, inshallah, Azawajal, if I can try to get them on board. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, tonight, could you find out any wazifa for cough? It's been for a few weeks now. I cannot seem to get rid of the cough. Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My daughter has been having headaches for the nearly last 3 months. We've been to the doctors, but they prescribed medicine, but nothing seems to be working for her. Is there anything that you could help and guide us, inshallah, Azawajal? One more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could read to get rid of? Nightmares. Okay, nightmares, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I do watch your program, but I thought I'll send you a message early. Is there a possibility that you can give me anything to read for my son who is very rude and disobedient? He is 14 years old. Okay. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for him as well and for yourself especially, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In the meantime, as Tasawwur Bhai is looking for the things, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I'll try to go through a few very important rulings. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I'm going to be talking about najasat, about impurities. What is in najasat? What types of najasat are there? And how do you clean them? And what are the rulings regarding impurities? Question. Najasat ki kitni qisme? How many types of najasat? Answer. Najasat is of two types. Number one, najasat-e-haqiqiyya. And number two, najasat-e-hukumiyya. Haqiqiyya is the one that you can see, and hukumiyya is the one that you cannot see. So mashallah, very easy. Nijasat is of two types, nijasat-e-hukumiyya and nijasat-e-haqiqiyya. Haqiqiyya is the nijasat that you can see, and nijasat-e-hukumiyya is the nijasat that you cannot see. Question. How many types of nijasat-e-hukumiyya? Jawab. Nijasat-e-hukmiyya ko hadas bhi kehte hain, iski do kisme hain. So there's two types of nijasat-e-hukmiyya. Remember, nijasat-e-hukmiyya is the one that you cannot see. Number one, hadas-e-asghar, yani for someone to be without wuzu, that is called nijasat-e-hukmiyya. And one of the parts, the condition is called hadas-e-asghar. Nijasat-e-hukmiyya is of two types. Nijasat-e-asghar is one the one that you are without wuzu. Number two is called hadas-e-akbar, the one with nijasat which is someone who is in need of ghusl. Inse paaki hasil karne ko taharat-e-sughra aur taharat-e-kubra kehte hain. So again, nijasat-e-hukmiyya is of two types. Hadas-e-asghar and hadas-e-akbar. So basically, asghar means small, akbar means big. So the small impurity and the big impurity, and the hadas-e-asghar is that someone is without wuzu, and hadas-e-akbar is someone is in need of ghusl. Whenever you're ready, Sahur bhai, let me know, and then you can speak and I can have my lassi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the first message, in regards to somebody suffering from cough, this particular spiritual cure for any of the viewers, this is not just for the person who's messaged in. Anybody suffering from cough, if you recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 66 times with Durood Sharif before and after, and perform dam upon the person who's suffering from cough, inshallah, he will be relieved.
Inshallah.
In regards to the headache, I think the message they were mentioned that they've tried all sorts of medicines and it's been for a number of weeks and it's still not going away, it's still not being cured. This particular spiritual cure, mashallah, very beneficial. It mentions recite Surah Nas, the very last surah of the 30th chapter, Surah Nas. Recite this with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time, and you need to recite it 7 times. Durood Sharif before and after, perform dhamma the person who is suffering with headache. Now this can be whether it's half headache or the full head. Perform dhamma and then ask the patient whether the pain is still there. If the pain is still there, then repeat the same process. I recite Surah Nas again 7 times, Durood Sharif before and after. Perform dhamma again. Ask the patient again whether it's still present, the pain is still present. If it's not gone whilst they've done 2 cycles of this particular spiritual cure, by the time they do the 3rd, inshallah, the headache will be gone.
Inshallah. So it's basically just Surah Qul Rabbi Nas.
Yes, Surah Nas 7 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform them.
Theek, mashallah.
Yeah, and in regards to the nightmares, Ya Mutakabbiru, 21 times before going to sleep, inshallah, one will be protected from nightmares, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is not a question for spiritual cures, but rather a question that my father has passed away. Is there anything that I could do for my father? Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Recently, I've started having bad thoughts about everything, about my deen and about my issues. I don't really want to think about them, but I have no control. Is there anything that I could read to get rid of these bad thoughts? Okay. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers, Madina. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to do istikhara for my cousin from Keithley. He keeps going to graveyards. If he doesn't go, he panics. I just want to know, is it illness or black magic? Code word, my Murshid Attar. Inshallah, Azawajal will send us for istikhara as well. Soon as Sawalba is ready, inshallah, he can answer them.
In regards to the child that was mentioned being rude and disobedient, in regards to this, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, recite this 100 times with the Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon the disobedient child, inshallah, he will become obedient.
Inshallah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, 100 times, inshallah.
Ji, inshallah, let's get some more question and answers, inshallah. So we heard about Nijasat-e-Hukmiya. Now, Nijasat-e-Hakikiya ki kitni kisme hai? How many types of Nijasat-e-Hakikiya? Yani remember, Nijasat-e-Hakikiya is the one impurity that you can actually see as well. Now, there are 2 types of Nijasat-e-Hakikiya. Number one is ghaliza and number 2 is khafifa. And the najasat-e ghaliza is where the order is a bit strict, hukum sakht hai, you know, and then najasat-e khafifa, the hukum, the ruling regarding that is not as strict.
In regards to this the evil thoughts, so this particular spiritual cure of anybody who's suffering from evil thoughts, after each salah, recite Ya Batinu 100 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Inshallah, the evil thoughts will disappear, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter's stomach often sores. I want to do istihara. And tell me a cure for her. Her name is Please give a wazifa for kids' obedience and dua for them. Thanks. Inshallah, Azawajal. We'll get this forward for the istikhara, inshallah, Azawajal.
I don't know if they just missed that particular one, like, for the disobedience. We just, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum.
Yeah.
If the viewers are watching that, sent of that message in, we just mentioned a spiritual cure for a disobedient child, which was Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum 100 times and perform them upon the child.
If he's awake, or what if the child is 14 years old? And like,
any child. They don't have to make it obvious that they...
So basically they can read it in a different place, but when they come to them, I'm Abu Tari Daraksh, they blow it straight
away. You don't have to really...
Yeah, I don't have to tell them.
You have to make it apparent.
You say, look, I want to say something to you. And when you come and just blow it, got you. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please advise me of something for my income, household income. I have been in debt for a long time. Is there anything that I could read as well? So again, inshallah azawajal, there is always barakat, inshallah azawajal. And what we need to do is we need to keep on doing this wazifa. I've done it myself as well, alhamdulillah azawajal. It does work, but you have to give it time and you have to believe in these kind of things.
So this particular spiritual cure for removing of debt, and it mentions here that no matter how huge the debt is, inshallah, it will get paid. And it's simply recite Surah Quraysh, Ilafi Quraysh, the whole Surah, recite Surah Quraysh 7 times with Durood Sharif once before and once after, and make dua, inshallah. No matter how huge the debt will be, inshallah, it will get paid.
Did you mention any time?
No fixed time.
Okay. So Surah Quraysh with Bismillah, Durood Sharif before and after, make dua for that purpose, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will make that easier for you as well.
And continue this until the debt is paid. So duration until debt is paid.
Don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. Keep making dua. Inshallah, He is the one who provides us with rizq. Wallahu khayru raziqeen. Allah Ta'ala is the best of providers. Inshallah as well. Keep making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Things will start to get better as well. But then again,
the sustenance is written, isn't it?
Yeah. It's but then again, the other thing is that if someone says, "Sir, okay, I'll offer my wazifa," but when it comes to namaz, you know where to be seen, then that is a problem itself, because all your wazif, all these problems, will only be removed if we are punctual in our salah and other important duties as well, faraiz and wajibat, inshallah, azawajal. Nijasat-e-ghaliza. So we've known about the two types of nijasat-e-hakikiya, the two types of impurities that you can see. One of them is nijasat-e-ghaliza, one is nijasat-e-khafifa. The question is that if you have nijasat-e-ghaliza on the clothes or the body, then what is the ruling for that? Nijasat-e-ghaliza, if it's on the clothes or the body, then there are a few rulings that have been mentioned. Number one, if it's less than a dirham. Now, how can you know that this is a dirham? If the water is left in your palm, then that is the size of a dirham. And if it's less than a dirham, then it is sunnah to wash that. Basically, if you did offer your salah in that manner, your salah will be accepted, but it is still preferred that it be washed. And the second one is, if the impurity is the same size as the dirham, then to wash that is wajib, necessary. And then if you offer your salah in that way, then you have to be repeating your salah. And then the third one is nijasat, if the impurity is bigger than the dirham, then to wash that will be farz, will be compulsory. If you offer your salah in that manner, you will have to repeat your salah again.
Yeah, some viewers are confused that when you're saying put water in your palm and you're talking about a dirham. So what is the actual size of the dirham? What it's mentioned is when you actually open your palm like this and pour water, small amounts of water, the amount of water that will gather in your palm and the size is approximately, you can just so you've got like an idea of the size. Your 50 pence piece coin, the 50 pence coin piece, approximately that sort of size, you can imagine. But it's the water which will gather in the middle of your palm. It'll form the size of a dirham, approximately.
MashaAllah. Salam, brothers. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam.
Please give us advice for severe depression.
Give a wazifa as well, inshallah. And I'll recommend that whoever's messaged in,
Jee.
If they visit the nearest tawizat, Rwani Raj stall, and get a taweez for depression. Because there's a particular taweez that's coming to mind, which is especially for those people who suffer with depression. Inshallah, it will be very mujarab, tried and tested. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. So back again to Nijasat-e-Ghaliza. So very important. If it's less than a dirham, it's sunnah to repeat. If it's equal to a dirham, it is wajib to repeat. If it's more than a dirham, then it is farz to repeat. So Alhamdulillah Azawajal, it's very, very important that we, mashallah, we learn these rulings as well.
The wazifa regarding depression, Afsab, two things. One thing I just seen, so I like to mention this as well. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi Ali Rahma write in that book Jannati Zevar that the person who recites Surah Yasin Sharif is also a cure for depression.
Subhanallah.
So try to recite Surah Yasin Sharif as well. Another spiritual cure in regards to this, if you recite La Hawl Sharif, La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyy Al-Azim 60 times and perform them upon water and then drink that water, inshallah, azawajal, this will be beneficial for depression problem as well.
Inshallah, azawajal. Okay, the next one. What does it mean by one dirham? Now, with that, there are two rules. Agar najasat gaadi ho, you know, if the impurity is thick, like feces, pahana, lead, gober, by dirham, it means the weight of that. Aur dirham ka wazan shariyat mein is jagah 4.5 maashe hai. 4.5 maashe. And that's only in the form of gaadi, when it's thick.
Solid,
yeah. The other one is najasat. If it's fluid or if it's like watery, like you have urine, you have alcohol, you have blood, all this is watery type. Then that is the lambai churai hai. That means it is the width and the length of that as well. So that is what it means by a dirham. Ji, mashallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is there anything that I could read? I have lost my money. I've been looking around everywhere, but I cannot find it. Maybe it is jinns. Can you help me? Okay, inshallah.
Maybe it is jinn.
Yeah, maybe it's the jinns. Yeah, sometimes it is the jinns, isn't it? You know, sometimes because they do sharara, don't they? You know, they take your money And then what happens is people start to have a fight at home. You know, the wife's taken it, the son's taken it, the daughter's taken it. Now, for number one, is, you know, try to put things in a place where you can remember where you put them. Don't put them in anywhere and everywhere. That will help you as well.
Bismillah, Sharif, before every task. That will also safeguard you. Because if you read Bismillah, Sharif, and place it, inshallah, you'll be protected from jinnat, etc. as well.
Inshallah. So what was it again? The wazifa to
benefits
protect.
benefits of Bismillah Sharif.
Ji. Can they read to protect them?
Ya Jalilu. 10 times and blow upon the belongings, inshallah they won't be.
So read Ya Jalilu 10 times.
Blow upon your
blow
belongings.
Blow upon the belongings.
They'll be protected from being inshallah. Lost and stolen, inshallah. Usually this is tried and tested, so you know when you go on any travels, you do it on your luggage.
Ya Jalilu. I always forget my iPad. And it's, I think I've got 100% track record of losing it all the time. Even I went to Ireland, I did 3 bayans. Each place I forgot my iPad.
Allahu.
I just don't know what happens. I think, you know, when people meet you at the end, and I'm busy meeting people, and I just, Utubad, straight away, you know, we get out of there and the iPad is there.
So then how did the iPad catch up with you then afterwards?
Alhamdulillah, it's always come back to me. You know, come to me.
You haven't got that asthma, that is, yeah.
Allahu Akbar. We've got our wazifa of the day. So let's see, inshallah, as well, what the wazifa of the day is. And they'll see it on the screen as well, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The wazifa of today is to protect somebody from poverty, make the reader of this particular wazifa protect him from needs, poverty, hardships, inshallah. And it mentions that after each salah, on a daily basis, after each salah, recite the following 80 times. Ya Hakimu, Ya Hakimu, Ya Hakimu. So recite this after each salah 80 times on a daily basis, inshallah. One will be protected from poverty, from needs, inshallah. So one, there's the fazail, the benefits of being the upper hand. So inshallah, with the blessings of this, one will always have the upper hand and not the lower hand. Afzab, what do we mean by the upper hand? The upper hand, the giving hand, rather than the taking hand, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah. MashaAllah.
So I'll give you enough time to eat a biscuit, Afzab.
No, to be honest with you, I've had two of them and then three are just calling out to me, but I just don't want them now. But mashallah, Azwil, that was a brilliant wazifa, alhamdulillah, Azwajal, regarding poverty. And a lot of people are, you know, in that way, well, like we mentioned before, that people are going through some hard times, some hardships as well. And it's very important that we, you know, try to read these wazifs, and inshallah, Azwil, because of the barakah of these wazifs. Now, remember, these wazifs are not something that, you know, we take them lightly. Alhamdulillah, I've seen it, that people, those who read their wazaif, Allah Ta'ala gives barakah to them. Now, sometimes we have people and they say, oh, instead of give me a wazifa, give me a ta'weez. Why? Because they don't want to read the wazifa. And sometimes when you ask them and they go, I've been reading a lot of wazifa, but nothing happens. I met with someone and the only problem is, you've been reading the wazifa, but the problem is you haven't been reading them properly. You know, major mistakes in the reading of the Quran, in the wazaif. And because of that, you know, they've been having problems.
Like you mentioned, that the correct pronunciation. The other thing is sometimes a quantity is mentioned. A lot of people neglect the actual quantity. Mm. And like, for example, it's mentioned that I read this 100 times. And you read it and you go to him and say, so, yeah.
One for
and
one, one for one.
And not knowing that figure is the reason why there's that exact figure. And you need to read it exactly, not less and not more. And it plays a very important part, like the key example that you usually give, don't you, with the key with its teeth. Mm. And only open the lock when the key is appropriate.
No, it's like my house door key will not open your house door key, because that's the way they've made. And so it's important that whatever the amount, the quantity is, you need to read it according to that as well, inshallah. Back to our topic that we were discussing regarding some of the rulings.
Can I give the wazifa for that lost money or wealth that you mentioned? Yeah. So if you recite Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u abundantly, inshallah, if Allah wills, then that lost wealth or property or whatever it is, inshallah, will be found, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There was once a person who came to Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he says that I've lost my money and I don't know where I put it. So Imam Sahib gave him a wazifa that go do perform wuzu and offer your two rakat nafal. And make dua, Allah Ta'ala inshallah will make it easier for you. So the person, he went and he did a wuzu, he stood up for salah. As soon as he said Allahu Akbar, he remembered. So he quickly finished his salah and found that the money was there. So he went back to Imam Sahib and he goes, so Jazakallah for the wazifa, I found it. And he goes, when did you realize? And he goes, as soon as I said Allahu Akbar, I remember where he was. And then he goes, how did you offer? He's like, he goes, I read it quickly so I can get to my money. And he goes, that your wealth took you so much away from the deen that you couldn't even complete your two rakat properly. So again, this is something that we need to understand. You know, okay, we've lost the money, but, you know, are we really, you know, the way we become impatient, you know, the way we become, you know, worried about losing our money, are we the same way when we miss our salah? Are we the same way when we commit a sin? If it's not the same way, then we need to ask a question to ourselves. How sincere am I to my deen? You know, that today the world, if I lose the world, I cry, I get upset. But when I lose my deen, I don't really get upset or anything happens to me. So please, it's very important that we remember these things as well, inshallah.
Sure.
Nijasat-e-ghaliza, what are they? What types of Nijasat-e-ghaliza? Anything that comes out of a person's body that will make ghusl or wuzu wajib upon him is called Nijasat-e-ghaliza. You have urine, flowing blood, uncontrollable if you vomit, so all these kind of fluids that come out of a man's or a woman's body, they are Nijasat-e-ghaliza. If they make ghusl wajib upon you or they make wuzu wajib, then they are Nijasat-e-ghaliza. And dukti aankh se jo pani nikle, that is also Nijasat-e-ghaliza. So if you have pain in your eyes, now this is not because you haven't slept for a while and you got pain in your eyes. This is like if you got an illness, like sometimes
infected,
you get hay fever, infected eye. So if you got an infection in the eye and because of that water flows, then what happens is that is also Najasat-e-ghaliza, it's major impurity. And then every animal, their blood, so every animal that lives on the earth, on the ground, their blood is Najasat-e-ghaliza. Every type of alcohol, no matter what type it is, every type of alcohol is Najasat-e-ghaliza as well. And also saliva of a lion, a dog, or any animal, darinda, shikar karta hai. What do you call shikar? Yeah. Predator. Yeah, a predator. Their saliva is Najasat-e-ghaliza. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Please help me if I can read anything that I feel scared when I go to my house. Okay, so feeling scared. Yeah. Maybe if you can send us your address, we'll do istikhara on your house as well, just to make sure everything is clear there as well. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Is there anything that you could do? MashaAllah, I've been watching your program for a few weeks now. I really enjoy your program. Is there anything that I could read for my brother who is on a bad path and does not come home every day? Allahu Akbar. InshaAllah.
Allah Ta'ala give him guidance.
Allah Ta'ala give him guidance as well. And sadly, there are too many parents, sadly, that worried at home, bichare, because of if disobedient children, and especially, if your child does not come back home, for a mother, whatever age that is a child. So please, if that is yourself, if there's anyone watching this now or even watching it later on, remember that you will be answerable to everything that you do on the Day of Judgment. And we will not be able to be answerable if we do not realize and understand these things. So make sure whatever we do, we try to be good in our ways, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Also, the defile for fear, inshallah, whilst being alone, if they recite this, so they read this in seclusion, basically, read it on their own. Ya Wahidu, 1001 times, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the fear from the heart will be removed from.
Inshallah. Ji, mashallah. Swiftly moving on, Wyatt, somebody looks for something else now. Doodh peete bacche ka peshab. It's very common that sometimes people think that children who are young, those be children who drink milk, maybe there could be even a day old child. And the answer is that even a day old child's urine is Najasat-e-ghaliza. And sometimes people think, oh, it's park, it's clean, it's pure. It's not. Even a one-day-old child's urine is also Najasat-e-ghaliza. Najasat-e-khafifa kaun-kaun si hain? So now we mentioned Najasat-e-ghaliza. Now we're going to mention Najasat-e-khafifa. Najasat-e-khafifa ask these things. Jin janwaron ka gosht halal hai. Ya, their urine. So any animal that you could think of which is halal, like for example, a deer, bakra, bakri, dumba, oont, manj, all these, their urine is Najasat-e-khafifa. So those birds that are, that's meat is haram, like crow, falcon, eagle, and also shikra, baz, all of their droppings are Najasat-e-khafifa. خفيفائس.
Yeah. This regarding somebody who's off track on the bad path, try to make them obedient. يا متينو يا متينو يا متينو. Recite this 10 times and perform them upon water, and then give that water to drink to the disobedient or who's gone astray. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If Allah wills, Inshallah, he'll come back.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Again, you know, the thing is we need to really concentrate on our tarbiyat as well, the side of things. And inshallah as well, that will make much easier as well.
Sure.
Inshallah as well, we had some istikhara done today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
2 weeks ago, my mom was on the ventilator and I requested you for dua. You did dua and told us for a wazifa. My mom is off the ventilator now, alhamdulillah, and Masha. Inshallah coming home. She will have an operation in a couple of weeks' time, and then inshallah we all want to go on Umrah. MashaAllah. Brilliant.
Subhanallah.
Allah Ta'ala give barakat and mubarak to you as well. Masha. And this is the beauty, alhamdulillah, you know, if we can get this kind of a feedback, it just gives you that encouragement that alhamdulillah, you know, Allah Ta'ala make it easier for your mom as well. And cure any other diseases, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Wa alaikum assalam. My brother-in-law have kidney problem. Please tell me wazifa for him. Qari sahab, he has really bad pain. If you tell any wazifa, we're really thankful to you, inshallah.
Pain?
In the kidneys.
Oh, so this for the
kidneys,
same.
Yeah.
GTK.
Sometimes you have kidney stones, don't you? Maybe it's just that. Inshallah, we'll get you the wazifa. But we've had some istikharas done today. Some of the results have come back regarding the istikhara. So inshallah azawajal. The first istikhara that was done was regarding code word my murshid attar, and the istikhara has come back and it's come back as clear. So again, there's no magic, no signs of evil eye as well. So keep reading wazifa, inshallah. I think we gave you the wazifa. Keep on reading that. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, inshallah. Another wazifa was done for
Istikhara,
sorry, there's no code word, but it was regarding for stomach pains, or stomach often sores. The istikhara was done, and it's a sign of illness. So it's a sign of illness. If you're taking medications, please continue to take the medications. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa'i kamila.
As in regards to that, I think somebody had istikhara, you know, they had stomach problems. If they recite this particular verse 3 times, Durushi before and after, perform them upon water and then drink it. The ayah that they need to recite is chapter 23, Surah As-Safat, verse number 47. La fiha ghawlun wa la huma anha yunzafoon. So recite this 3 times and then perform them upon water and drink that water, inshallah. That will ease the pain, inshallah. In regards to the kidney problems message, it's mentioned that recite Surah Layl and perform dam upon water and drink that water, inshallah, the kidney pain problem, inshallah, will be relieved as well.
Inshallah.
Surah Layl, just the once of Al-Akhir Durushi before and after, perform dam upon water and drink, inshallah.
MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah, as well, I think we've mentioned all the istikhara results, everything is done today, mashallah. We're going to make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept all our lawful du'as, whatever good we have done today, Ya Allah, accept that in your court. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for those people who rang in, those who are ill with problems, with illnesses, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them shifa.
Ameen.
And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant them, Ya Allah, safe from every disease and every illness.
Ameen.
And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have passed away, especially in this month of Muharram al-Haram, Ya Allah, grant them the neighborhood of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the neighborhood of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the martyrs of Karbala. Ameen. Ya Allah, bil khusus, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, grant Ya Allah, forgiveness to the daughter-in-law of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Ya Allah, grant her the neighborhood of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Ameen.
And the Ummahatul Mu'mineen.
Ameen.
Forgive her major and minor sins.
Ameen.
And Ya Allah, Allah elevate in her ranks on the day of judgment. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. I will see you back next week, inshallah. As well. Please take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal